Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Incredible. After months of insisting that Ukraine funding was going nowhere unless actual border security was part of the bill, secure America's borders first, then Ukraine's, Mike Johnson went, never mind. I was just joking. Yeah, okay. Mike Johnson joining the Democrats to block the majority of his own party. The majority of Republicans voted against Ukraine funding. Why? Mike Johnson had betrayed them. He separated out the border security. That's why I wouldn't move, because Democrats don't want border security. Basically what it was Mike Johnson said, okay, you can have your Ukraine funding. He said it months ago. You can have your Ukraine funding, but you've got to approve Trump's Remain in Mexico and no catch and release. Joe Biden can't let the voters go into the country anymore. Can't do that. And then you can have your Ukraine funding. Well, Mike Johnson pulled those apart. So the sound that you heard this weekend, this was the galling video that went around Twitter all weekend. Democrats waving the Ukrainian flag, Democrat Congress members from the floor and cheering because with Johnson's help, they had just defeated the Republican Party majority in Congress. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it except from Kevin McCarthy. He did the same thing, and that's why he lost his speakership. He had voted against the majority of his party to help the Democrats win, to lock in the top COVID spending levels, ensuring we would be broke and bankrupt. And that's why Kevin McCarthy was removed 6 months later after McCarthy's ouster, Mike Johnson doing the same thing. Democrats laughing and cheering, and they should laugh. I mean, they don't even control the chamber. Republicans do. And yet our own speaker and a minority of Republicans joined with Democrats to defeat the majority of their party. So they got everything they want. No border security, $61 billion to launder through Ukraine, everything they wanted. Here's Mike Johnson for 6 months, a montage promising there will be no Ukraine border security unless there's American border security first.
Telling all of you, and we've told the American people, border, border, border.
We have to effect real policy change at the border, and that is a necessary condition to anything we do going forward.
We have to take care of our border first. That's what the American people demands.
Every state in America is now a border state.
Border, border, border.
How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
It's past time to secure the border.
Listen, this is a catastrophe down here.
The battle is for the border.
President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill. It better begin by defending America's national security.
Okay, these are dangerous people who are coming into the country. Over 300.
Yeah, they're dangerous people. Over 300 terrorists, he goes on to say. I just don't want to hear anymore. We got to stop this. No Ukraine funding until we get border security. Trump backed him on that. And together they killed the Ukraine bill, which was good. Mike Johnson had an incredible win most of the American people don't even know about. I've emphasized it here on the show. Europe, after a couple of months, went, yeah, I guess those chumps in America aren't going to mortgage their children to hilt anymore to pay our military bills. Guess we got to do it ourselves. And they did. 60 billion, with a B, billion euros they spent. So this idea that Ukraine is run out of funding, they never did, because Europe went, well, the American chumps aren't paying. Guess we have to. So Mike Johnson just stepped in and went, no, we'll pay. Our kids will pay. We're already broke, but that's okay. We'll pay. You don't have to pay. Don't pay anymore. God, we're so stupid. But Trump backed Johnson in killing that Ukrainian funding bill before. And Trump just backed what Johnson did there too. I think This is why Trump went from his fundraising being down by 20% in the fourth quarter, which really scared me, to that amazing $50 million haul. And then you look at who's donating it. It's a lot of globalists. And you're like, wow, why are they writing checks? I thought Trump was on his way to prison. So what happens? Watch what happens. A week ago, Mike Johnson gets called to Mar-a-Lago, Trump's home down in Florida. What does Trump say? You got to support Johnson. Got to back this. Oh, and then he's saying, well, you know, maybe we can have some Ukraine funding after all. Maybe we'll have some. Yeah, you know why? He did it to get the money. I'm not even mad at him. This is where we are, folks. This is the level of desperation we are in right now. I think Johnson took one for the team. Why would you hold out six, almost 7 months on this when force Europe to pay for it? They always could have paid for it. With Trump's backing, because Trump had backed that. He was very clear. No, we don't need this Ukrainian bill. No, I'm going to stop it on day one. How do you stop it? You pull the funding. You pull the funding. That's how you stop it. That's how he says he's going to do it. And he completely flips. Why? I think it's because of this. Headline, Trump says $50 million raised from biggest fundraiser yet. He can't catch the Democrats. He is all alone. He is coming back from having a disastrously run RNC, which got down to its last $9 million. $9 million, by the way, is the almost the exact cost of throwing the convention. There was nothing after that. No get out the vote, no voter files, none of it. And he can't pay his legal bills. So he sold them Ukraine. He sold them Ukraine for the $50 million. What does this say? Folks, look, you're big boys and girls. I got a couple of hate texts here. Don't tell me anything mean about Trump, I don't want. No, I'm always going to tell you the truth. He's desperate for money. And he needs money. He needs money. Let me tell you what, folks. Donald Trump lost that election, however it happened. I think there was a lot of ballot fraud in the swing states. But whatever the case, he lost the election by 43,000 votes. Do you realize the Democrats have registered 100,000 votes in those swing states? And now they're going to turn him out. Do you realize the Democrats have already pre-brought up a lot of the advertising space for commercials? Because we didn't have any money and they did. These are tough decisions. These decisions hurt. That's how desperate we are. I'm not going to lie to you. We are desperate. He is desperate. He has got to, he cannot defeat them without money. He could before because he was really good at using social media, but now we have the censorship, so that avenue is cut off. We have to win on the ground. And we don't even have an organization of any kind on the ground. We are going nowhere fast without this money. So when Lindsey Graham says Trump got this Ukraine package done, he's right.
This would not have passed without Donald Trump. I want to thank the House Speaker and Hakeem Jeffries working together.
Yeah, House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. Folks, listen to this. And here's the thing. Democrats are not even hiding this. This is Democrat Representative Gerald Connolly explaining what the Democrats' priorities are.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border.
What?
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking
Whatever. Look, folks, we knew 5 years ago, it was widely acknowledged Ukraine was the most profoundly corrupt place in Europe. They have shut down elections. There's no more elections. Only state media is allowed. All the rest of media has been shut down. Reporters who try to report from there are tortured and killed, as Gonzalo Lira, Gonzalo Lira was an American citizen. They executed him. They killed him. In other words, to me, I can't tell the difference between Russia and Ukraine, and I don't care. There's no difference at this point. Who's a bigger dictator, Putin or Zelensky? I don't know. Probably Zelensky, because he had put hits out on Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk, and Jack Posobiec. They had an actual assassination program. People say, why doesn't Tucker Carlson go to Ukraine? Because they'll kill him. Do I want to pay for this? No. I don't care which dictatorship wins. I do care if my kids are broke, though. But I also care if Trump is broke. Because if Trump is broke, we're not going to win. We're going to lose the republic. And you want to understand why Trump just sold out the way I just told you he did. He sold out to get the money. Did he have a choice? I don't know. You tell me. Here's Charlie Kirk. Okay, Charlie Kirk runs TPUSA. They are doing on-the-ground bundling of votes and canvassing, okay? This is how bad it is right now. This is how far behind we are. Take a listen. Here you go. I'll get this.
This is, you know, the Trump campaign is working really hard to fix Ronna's mistake. Susie Wiles, Chris La Savita, they're doing a great job of trying to fix what Ronna left them. But here are the numbers, and the numbers are worth reporting. In the state of Georgia, Joe Biden has 14 field offices. In the state of Pennsylvania, Joe Biden has 14 field offices. In the state of Michigan, Joe Biden has 20 field offices. In the state of Wisconsin, Joe Biden has 44 field offices. In the state of Arizona, Joe Biden has 8 field offices. In Nevada, Joe Biden has 2 field offices. Between all of them, Joe Biden has 450 full-time people on staff in 9 states and all 9 out of 9 swing state directors. Now, based on all of our data, we do not believe Donald Trump has a single field office in any one of those states yet open. I'm sure they're trying to fix that. And he has 5 staffers. So Joe Biden has 450 people. We have 5, and 2 out of 9 of the swing state directors have been hired. Now, thankfully, we at Turning Point Action, we have well over 100 people now chasing ballots in Arizona, trying to close that gap, trying to close that gap. And that does not count Joe Biden's advertising advantage. It does not count his ability to control the mainstream media.
We don't have a ground game. We have nothing on the ground right now. We have nothing on the ground. They've already bought up the ad space. This is Donald Trump going, having killed with Mike Johnson the Ukraine bill before, going, oh my gosh, the only way I can keep my fundraising from falling another 20%. Keep in mind, he's got to pay his legal bills too. It's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars. I got to give him Ukraine. He gave Democrats Ukraine. So did Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson fell on his sword, I think. I don't trust the guy. I don't really like him much. And that resulted in Democrats cheering as Johnson, with Trump's backing, worked to defeat the Republican majority in Congress. Folks, I don't want you to misunderstand something. I'm going to tell you the truth right up to the election, okay? We're in dire straits right now. Trump did this to get the money. He got the money 2 weeks ago. This was the price. I wondered why they came out with $50 million for him like that. Those are Joe Biden numbers. And a lot of people, again, donating are Wilbur Ross types. I'm like, why are they giving money? Oh, he sold him Ukraine. Did he do the wrong thing? Do I sound mad? No, I'm just living in reality. It's a hard place to be, but it's where we are this morning. Here's the Democrats cheering our defeat while waving Ukrainian flags from the floor of Congress, the price to the $50 million Trump just raised.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't deserve to be safe. No. Ukraine's border is more important than America's border. Here's Democrat Gerald Connolly. Every once in a while, they tell you what we know they all think, but they actually admit it. He is speaking on the floor of Congress, and he's saying, no. No, our border first? No, that will never happen.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking...
Dude, we've caught over 300 terrorists that have come over our border. Yeah, who cares? Ukrainian border, though, that's the important one. Mike Johnson's spending bill included, this is so outrageous, $300 million for the Border Patrol in Ukraine. Let that sink in. Why do they need a border patrol in Ukraine, by the way? Nobody's trying to sneak in that country, believe me. No, it's to stop the people sneaking out of the country, the ones dodging the draft. You know, the Ukrainian government, there was a Ukrainian official a couple weeks back explained, you know, you Americans, you're not giving us the money. We are giving them money. We're paying their pensions, keeping their government afloat, doing that kind of stuff. That's true. But a lot of the money is actually going to Americans' weapons manufacturers. Because they're out of work, folks. No, because Joe Biden pulled us out of Afghanistan in order to let it fall to the Taliban on purpose so that we don't... The American military industrial complex is made up of two types of people right now. People who manufacture munitions, basically all the weaponry, and people who are contractors. They make their money going in covert ops. You know, they make their money, a lot of them just, you know, supply chain support, supply chain, all of those logistics, right? So we need a war. We got to have a war. And the Democrats and a lot of these Republicans got to have a war too, because who is the number two largest political donor in America right now after tech? It's this military industrial complex, right? So what is this? This is paying people to make stuff with which to kill Russians. You ship it to Ukraine and then paying the contractors to go in and do all of the support stuff that we're not supposed to know they're doing. That's what this is. And then the contractors and the companies turn around and they put Republican and Democrat congresspeople on their board. So they get paid off that way, but they also get the donations. So Trump was the one, rightfully so, and Mike Johnson for 7 months, they were standing in the way of that gravy train. So they were standing in the way of the gravy train saying, no, we're not doing this anymore. We can't even fight a war over Taiwan right now, not that we should, but we can't because we're out. Everybody on Capitol Hill is looking at Johnson and Trump going, the gravy train, that all the money's going on. Can you believe this? It used to be the military industrial complex would donate to us. Now they go to donate to Democrats because of the graft and the grift. So what happened? Mike Johnson and Trump met at Mar-a-Lago a week ago and went, we're going to have to capitulate on Ukraine to get the money. And they did. It is what it is. Normally, I'm not even mad, folks. We're in desperate times, right? I mean, we are in terrible straits right now in terms of just even having the basic cash to compete. So Trump sold him Ukraine. Democrats knew it, and they cheered. They got Ukraine funding clean. No need for the border security Mike Johnson promised for months. And that's what happens. It is what it is. But it shows you kind of where we are right now. And Trump is desperate on another level, too. He's got to pay his legal bills out of that same money. Or he's going to end up in prison. And so he's doing that as well, too. And that's kind of what's going on right now with all of it. But that wasn't just Johnson. That was Johnson and Trump. And Lindsey Graham is not wrong about that. That is why if you watch and you Google... Johnson went to Mar-a-Lago a week ago. Trump told Republicans, hey, you got to follow Johnson. You got to accept what Johnson's doing. And Trump backed the Ukraine bill. He did it very tacitly. So, there's a loan in there. And there is. There's a loan for Ukraine. It's only $10 billion. The rest of it, your grandkids have to pay back. And Ukraine isn't paying that back either. At the rate we're going, Ukraine will be Russia by then. So you got to understand, Russia's going to win this war. They are. But this is all about the contractors and the weapons manufacturers making bank until then and donating to these campaigns. And that's what happened. That's what happened this weekend. Folks, I want to hit something real quick, though. You know, it's really easy to say, oh, I support Ukraine. Those seem like some nice people. Because it's the Ukraine bill, right? Well, that's marketing. We should really call it what it actually is. It's the go to war with Russia bill. Do you want to go to war with Russia? Oh, come on, it'll be fun. They're nuclear armed. We're nuclear armed. It'll be so cool. Oh, you don't want to go to nuclear war with Russia? Because that's where you can kind of end up if you go to war with Russia. See, if you want to get in a war with Russia, what do? You pay $60 billion to get into war with Russia. This is not the Ukraine bill. This is the let's get into war with Russia or the Russian war bill. Now, I'd love to see a poll for once. Now, do you support Ukraine? Do you support getting into war with Russia? You know they're nuclear armed, right? Would you like to get further into a war with Russia? You think that's a good idea? Oh, no. How about we borrow from our grandkids to try to get into a war with Russia? Come on, y'all. It'll be fun. What, you don't want a war with Russia? That's what it is. The Russia war bill. Paying, borrowing, spending, printing $60 billion in the hopes of getting into a war with Russia. What happens then? I don't know. I don't think we really have a plan for that. Hope we never have to find out. If you listen to one thing every week, you need to listen to my Battleground America podcast on Friday. I wrap up the week that was. It's called the Insane Things Podcast. I only do things we've never seen before in our lifetimes. That's it. And I do it every week. I've done it for the last few years. Because we are living in an extraordinary time. I can't believe I am seeing this headline in my own country. Headline, Columbia rabbi warns Jewish students to go home. Don't come back to campus because of extreme anti-Semitism. So the left's frothing anti-Semitism and rage is no longer containable. They can't do it. They can't. It's just, it is boiling over. They have hidden who they are for a very long time. I've been warning about the left's anti-Semitism blindness, just blind hate for Jewish people going back years on this show, as I spend a lot of time on Twitter, and I'm watching these soy boys, these Antifa types, and they'll leave a comment on something I've written, and I go back to their accounts. I'm just curious about them. And I started noticing what Meghan McCain noticed. It was talking about The View. The left has an almost out of control rage at Jews. They just hate Jews. They just do, and it's been building and building and I think it's always been there. And it's been bubbling over. And one of my beefs with Jack Dorsey on Twitter was that he absolutely accommodated this. Well, now you're seeing it come to life physically. A prominent rabbi, but this has nothing to do with Hamas. It doesn't have anything to do with Israel. It doesn't. This precedes all of it. It predates all of it. A prominent rabbi at Columbia University warned Jewish students to go home Sunday and not return to campus because of extreme anti-Semitism. While the Ivy League school said it would allow them to work online. Okay, but this is blue on blue. We're good people. We're not anti-Semites. They are. We're now at a point where the left is so filled with anti-Semitism and hatred and frothing rage that Jewish students, for their safety, are being offered, why don't you go on to school online so you won't be beaten? Won't be beaten by who? But the anti-Semitic racist activists who are all over campus. Well, why don't we just remove them by force? Oh, we couldn't do that. That would be politically incorrect. Oh, so you support anti-Semitism? Well, we didn't say that. Now we just said we can't keep you safe. But this is like something out of Nazi Germany, the early years, I swear. But it's the left. Folks, we have to beat these people. Look at what's happening on these campuses. Because I'm telling you, you know that old phrase, first they came for the Jews, and I said nothing because I wasn't Jewish. What you're watching happening to young Jewish people right now, we are next. We are next. And we need to stand up for them. We do. Why don't you just go to school? Are you Jewish? Okay, yeah. No, just go ahead, go online. No, it's too dangerous for you to come to campus. Are you identifiably Jewish? Oh, you better stay away. And folks, you know what's incredible? These people on these campuses from Yale to Columbia, these anti-Semites screaming for the murder of Jews. It's not even clear they're students at these universities. They're just letting them on campus. They're so politically correct, they cannot repel them. The left is paralyzed by that in their own anti-Semitism. So there, we have to defeat these people. We have to. We have no choice. These people are, this is who will be running this country. And think about how they'll be when they're running this country and they think Republicans can't win the presidency anymore at a national level. Because that's what they're going to think if we lose this race. And this week, folks, this week is the key week for Trump. Because we are seeing him do something we've never seen before. He is the first president to be tried. He's facing 34 felonies. It starts this morning. But that's only part of it. Because the Supreme Court likely this week will decide the immunity issue. It's on their April docket. So likely this week we're going to get the resolution to does Trump have immunity or not. So if Trump does not have immunity, according to the Supreme Court, then all three of the other felony cases can go forward. The Florida one, the DC one, and the Georgia one. If they rule he does have presidential immunity, then those three cases get chop blocked. And the Democrats' only chance before the election to put Trump in prison on felony charges is going to be the New York case that starts today. So it's not just Trump. I know you get sick of hearing about Trump. Trump. I get it. This is the Republic, okay? This is the future of the Republic, because if they can get him good and felony convicted, especially by two separate juries, I'm going to be honest with y'all, I don't see how we win the race. I just don't see how. I don't see it. Maybe there's a way I don't see, but I don't see it. And this, his fate, I think PJ Media nailed it this week. Trump's fate could be determined this week. So we're going to see what they think. Does he have presidential immunity? If he does, three of those cases go away. And the left's got to get him on this case right here in New York. Now, their odds are good. They got 34 felonies and a very biased jury. This is a jury pool that votes 86% Democrat. So 86% of those in the jury pool, based on the statistics, would have voted Democrat. So this is not a trial of his peers. This is a political kangaroo court. But it may be the only one he has to face if the Supreme Court rules that he does have presidential immunity. If not, we're going to see at least one more of these trials this year. And it's going to be as bogus as this one is. So if the Supreme Court accepts Trump's argument, the left's entire effort to convict him will have to hinge on this laughable case by Bragg in New York. So laughable, right, that even crooked Bill Barr, the former attorney general who hates Trump, but kind of didn't mention that to him before Trump appointed him, even crooked Bill Barr says this is a crooked case in New York.
And this case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years after he pays hush money to try to come up with this case. It's also, as you say, it's not only far-fetched, they're trying to predicate it on a federal crime, which wasn't prosecuted, and they're wrong about it. This was not a campaign contribution. They're just wrong on the law. But to me, this shows that the real threat to liberty, the real threat to our system, are the excesses of the progressive left. They're perverting the system of justice, and you know that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
Yeah, which he aided and abetted the entire time he worked for Trump. But when you have even Bill Barr saying, oh my gosh, this is an abomination, it is. And it starts this morning at 9:30. Just, folks, 34-count felony trial based off something that should be a one-count misdemeanor, something that federal prosecutors said, we can't even touch this. This is a joke. This isn't even real. Something that state prosecutors didn't bother with for 7 years until Trump decided to run again. Biased judge, biased jury. This is a mess. I'll break it down. Coming up. Well, this has gone viral. Those morons from Asheville. You see a cute little baby bear. And right now they're tiny, right? Because they've just been born. They're just coming out. Just got warm. Cute little baby bear. What do? Well, I pick it up and I take a selfie, of course. Morons. This went viral. This went nationwide over the weekend up in Asheville. These group of mostly women at an apartment complex, and they go over to the chain link fence around the complex, and they see, oh, look, there's two bears that have been left up a tree. Mama bears often do that when they go hunting or they're scavenging. So instead of just leaving them alone or maybe taking some nice pictures, they decide they've got to hold them. Why will they need that selfie? Folks, people will do anything for a selfie now. So they walk up to the tree. It's one woman in particular, and just yanks down the bear. And she's holding it, and she's a grown woman, but she's like a little child. If you watch the video, she's jumping up and down. She's so excited, and she's telling another man who's standing there, take a picture, and she's holding the bear, and the little bear is terrified, and it's trying to get away from her. She doesn't care that. She's jumping up and down. I've seen 5-6-year-olds jump up and down like that. They barely can contain it. Okay, so she's telling him, I'll take the selfie, and she's petting the bear. Yeah, well, then the bear bites her. Good for the bear. And so what does she do? Just plumb drops it right on the ground. You can hear the bear's pain here. This is some of the neighbors who have yelled out to these idiots. There's a guy trying to pull a bear down too. He's a little smarter than she is. He's not doing it with his bare hands. He's using like a shirt to try to grab the bear. I guess so he can get a selfie too. I don't know. Listen to the bear's squeals of pain. You could hear it in this video right as she drops it. And here we go. Here we go.
That's 100% what she's doing. She's taking pictures of it.
Yeah.
Did she just drop it? Oh my gosh, it's running, the poor little thing.
It wants to get back to its brother or sister. Oh, and it can't because it's too small.
The poor thing.
Put it back. It's...
She's holding it.
She's so stupid. So this poor little bear, clearly you can see from its body language, is terrified. And so it's running. It's trying to get away from the woman. You heard it kind of screech there in the background. She's full on dropped this thing from shoulder length. And the bear is the size of a baby. It's very small. So it's running from her. It is trying to scale the chain link fence. She's running after it and chasing it so she can take more selfies. So I was eagerly awaiting these people being criminally charged. But unfortunately, you have to hold the bear. In other words, you've got to retain it. They let it go right away. So they're saying they don't think there's any legal charges. They need to change the law. Yeah, no bear selfies. We don't just drop bears after yanking them out of trees. Moron.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.